says in verse 8, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And then I said, here am I, send me. That's the, it's my pleasure to serve, right? Who? Me, take me, take me, pick me, pick me. I want to go. And I want to suggest that enthusiasm is the first start to ministry. And I can speak now as someone who's been in ministry for 36 years. And if I'd have known the challenges I would face as a pastor, I'm not sure I would have entered quite so enthusiastically into this life. But you might say that about everything, even marriage and a job that's challenging. You know, that it's more than you thought, and you have to lean into it hard. I sense God's call to love people and to love Him. And I thought that should just about wrap it up. It'd be a glorious trip on the yellow brick road. And I didn't realize how hard it is to love God, what He takes you through to remove your own hindrances and sins and clear the pathway in this journey of knowing God. And I never thought some people would be so difficult to love. Not anybody in this room, of course, or anybody watching on YouTube. I didn't know, but I did the choose me, choose me. And so then in this passage, we go to, well, what is it you wanted me to do? That's the next thing, right? Choose me, I'll go, I want to do it, I'll serve you. I'm ready, I'm as good as anyone. And he says, okay, this is what you're to do. Go and say to this people, keep on hearing, but don't understand. Keep on seeing, but don't perceive. Make the heart of this people dull, and their ears heavy, and blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears.